Hello?
Hi, Victor. It's Ted Sobel at KFWB Radio.
Oh, yes. How are you?
I am great. It's nice to chat with you. And, wow, what an amazing weekend you're coming off of. How you feel today?
Excellent.
Have you had any sleep? Excellent. I'm almost embarrassed to maybe wake you up this morning.
No. Yeah, I was very tired yesterday, but I went to bed early, and today I feel good. So just a good rest. So, that I have, so I'm ready to go.
That's fantastic. So what's it like to win the Kentucky Derby with California Chrome?
It was an awesome feeling. I mean, tell you, I even have words to say, like, how awesome I feel to win not just the Kentucky Derby with California Chrome, because I had so many people that they look after California Chrome. They're just amazing. I was feeling all the pressure for them. I don't want to disappoint them.
And you don't want to disappoint the trainer either, right? I mean, Art Sherman is
everybody.
A special man, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't want to disappoint no one. You know, everybody, they're rooting for the horse and all the Art Sherman team, too. So it was just one of those things that this time we kind of, like, you know, I really, like, looking forward, and I dedicate myself and focus into that race for Kentucky Derby. Because I think the world deserves those guys and also myself to win the second Kentucky Derby, which is an awesome thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was listening to the radio. I was driving to the hockey game the other night when you guys were finally coming onto the track, and the announcers there were saying that they thought your horse looked a little bit nervous, maybe maybe nervous is not the word, but hyper. Did you notice that at all?
Oh, yeah, he was ready to go. He was not. He was a little bit more in the toes this time. The one I rode in San Anita Derby, but I thought it was a good thing. I really do like him the way he was doing. He was going to the race. Actually, when I got to the paddock, I was standing right next to R before I got on him. He looks outstanding. He looks amazing, and I know that he's gonna run big. I was not really like sure he's gonna win, but I know he's gonna run big. He looks outstanding, and he was just ready. Everything about him, the way he looks, he was ready to go.
Well, he certainly ran big, and you rode him beautifully. Talk about how the race set up, pretty much the way you wanted it, right? You broke good, you laid a little off the pace, and you did what you had to do.
Yeah, after when I come out of the gate I was really, really happy and excited and make more things easy run the rest of the race. And when I got to the wire, I kind of, two horses that go in front of me, and I really don't want to be riding behind them because I know they're going to get tired in the lead, and I don't want to be stuck in behind. So I was just like able to move it out, and when as soon as I move out and I got like, you know, a little bit clear to the outside, the two horses in the front, I was very happy. That's what I want, and that was it. I was just like, from this point on, whatever happens, that's gonna happen. If he's good enough to take this race, he's gonna take it right now because I have him what I want, and everything. It was just so far, it was doing excellent.
Yeah, it's set up so beautifully, and I love the way about mid-stretch you opened up about a 5 or 6 length lead. Did you do one of those look over your shoulders like Ronnie Turcotte did on Secretariat and see, like, where did everybody go?
Yeah, you know what? I had to before I celebrate. I had to. I make sure, you know, because you never know. You know, all the running, all the top horses that the top riders and the top trainers, everything top, it goes to that race. So any little mistake you can make, and it could cost you the race. But, yeah, I want to just look. I never look back and before in any of my races, but this one I have to, you know. I was like, man, I have to look and make sure. I want to make sure I'm done, you know.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how, I guess he came out of the race very well, which Art Sherman talked about. He's going to keep him at Churchill Downs for a little while before they send him to Pimlico. What do you think about the difference in the distances in the next couple of races and your thoughts on possibly winning a Triple Crown?
Well, you know, it's tough. It's not easy. I told Art, you know what, But one thing, I'm just relieved right now that everything went well and I went to Kentucky Derby. But now we have the next step. Now I have, like, more pressure. You know? But, yeah, I mean, the distance, I don't think, you know, is not a problem for the next one.
Sure.
But it's always tough because it's 2 weeks. You know, rest and it has to be like a really super horse to continue to and his campaign the way he's gone right now. But you know what? Hopefully he come back good and if he's training well and then, you know, I had to just worry about how I had to ride it again the Preakness.
Well, you know a great horse when you ride one though. I mean, how does this compare to any other horse you've ever ridden?
Man, I tell you, he's an awesome horse. Awesome. I mean, he proves that he's an awesome horse in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I know he's been running over here unbelievable too. And I was just a little bit like, you know, taught that he never fly before out of the country. He never, everything was new going to the Kentucky Derby. But you know what? He took it very well. And, you know, he seems like he's ready to, you know, to win again, hopefully. But, you know, it's just an amazing horse.
And, you know, it always takes racing luck and some other things to go well for any horse to even have a chance to win a Triple Crown. But you also got to take to the different track surfaces too, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, imagine. That's why there's so many years they don't win the Triple Crown, because it's so tough. There has to be, like, super, super talent horse to win those races. Because Kentucky Derby, 20 horses, and all the pressure for everything, and it just takes a lot of energy to the horses. And now he come back, so only has to rest not that long, 2 weeks. So it's tough to come back in 2 weeks. You know, a lot of the horses, they even though, like, California Chrome, he win in press and every time he races, I am sure, you know, he take a couple of days to recover to go back to normal.
Sure.
It's just normal. But, you know, 2 weeks, different track again. Now you have to go to face a different crowd and different track and different horses too also. And also the tough ones too again.
Yeah.
Against the tough horses again. It's not easy, but I mean, if he's gonna do it, then he's gonna do it. I think California Crown, he's just an awesome horse, and I believe in him, and I have a lot of confidence in that horse. So we just go. For me, I just go race by race, and then we'll see what happens. This one is over. Now we have to go for the next, which is the Preakness, you know, and.
Yep.
And in a short period of time, but we get it done, hopefully.
Well, it's certainly an unbelievable challenge, and if anybody's up to it, it's you and California Chrome, and thanks for making us all proud of the California bred.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your support.
I appreciate it very much, and hopefully we'll talk soon in the next few weeks. All right, all the best.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care, Victor.